Talk Radio. Hey, hey, what's up, everybody? It's your girl Nia from One Purpose Magazine. Hey, Talk Radio. The start of a new week. It's Sunday. Closed out a crazy week. I'm sorry, I'm trying to record at the same time, so it's interfering with my productivity. I don't have a producer, so there we go. It is what it is. Anyway, I guess I got that going. I don't want to put too much on that, but let's see if it's anybody in logged in or in the chat today. I only got 15 minutes that I signed up for. Okay, you can go to Blog Talk Radio and log on. I'm live right now, One Purpose Mag. And the topic of the show today is how we speak, talk, handle each other. I came up with this topic while I was on social media yesterday. You know, I kind of got a little in my feelings about a lot of things that I saw people doing and saying. And I guess that people ask questions. When you ask questions, I guess that's innocent to a certain extent. But I feel like a lot of the questions or a lot of what was being said was just an ego or ego looking for validation. With, you know, how real the circumstances are that we are facing right now with this quarantine. Particularly, I can only speak from a perspective that I'm familiar with. So particularly in Illinois, Chicago, you know, people say that there aren't that many cases. There aren't many deaths. Why are we staying in the house? Why are we being quarantined? Why is there a shelter in place? I don't agree with the shelter in place title. You know, maybe it should be titled something else because, in my opinion, shelter in place means some type of disaster is taking place. And we need to stand clear until we get an all clear signal. I mean, I guess in a sense that's what it is. But I think that if this ever happens again, we should come up with new terminology. But I was struggling with just the haughtiness and the arrogance that people have with their ideas about how this may impact our economy and all of these things, and not seeing or opening their eyes to see the bigger picture of why this is taking place. And of course, you can do your own research. I'm not one to, you know, tell people what to think and how to think, but I do know that I'm very familiar with what people on the front line have to go through in instances like this. And I do believe that it is kind of a slight at their efforts and their work. Let me stop fidgeting. It is at their work and their efforts when we come at circumstances in an arrogant way, as if we know or as if we've been through anything like this, and we say, well, why are they doing this in a condescending way, saying, like, insinuating that people making these decisions are wrong and have not done the research. And the reality is that you're only exposed to it because it's in front of you right now, not because you've had experience with any type of disasters like this, or you have knowledge and research, or you've studied infectious and diseases and things like that. So you're not coming from a place of knowledge. You're coming from a place of arrogance. It is what it is, just arrogance. People that think they know it all and don't know nothing, ain't done nothing, but, you know, saw a few videos, maybe read a few news articles online and think that they have the answers to something because they sat and did that. When it's people who live this stuff day in, day out, went to school for it, have an affinity to do it, and it's what they love to do. And so I guess with being someone who is part of the public health community and being a person who's part of my community, I'm like, I guess I'm responsible for bridging the gap. And I guess from my perspective, being a part of both communities is what I would say, and a communications person, you know, what I would say is shut up and listen to your experts. even if they get it wrong, they're closer to being right than you are. And that's just the truth. You know, just shut up and listen. Sometimes we have to do that. As much as we know, especially my generation, as much as we know, or as much as we think we know, we're still learning. It's still a lot more to learn. And I was just like, I was in my feelings about it and, you know, tapping into a little bit of anger. It was making me a little angry. So when I get angry, the first thing that I do is turn to the Bible. Because I do have that side of me that want to fight. And so the best way to temper that for me is to turn to the Bible. So I reference Proverbs 15, chapter 15, verse 1. And it says, a soft answer turns away wrath, but harsh words stir up anger. So I was thinking like, okay, I'm going to use this for my delivery and what I say. And use it to be kind to the ignorance. And I know that I want to, I always say that this is my time to love on people. And this, when I come onto my show and I do my talk radio moment. But I do think that love can be harsh at times. And love can be stern. But I don't want to anger people. Even in their ignorance is not what I want to do. I really want folk to take the opportunity and use this time to educate yourself, to actually read some expert advice on, you know, what to do in disasters or what to do in times like this, to just find a way to get wisdom in a time where, you know, it's so much information out there. We're learning that, you know, you can't always rely on information. Sometimes you have to depend on discernment, depend on wisdom, depend on prayer, and all of those things. So in this moment, you know, I was led to Proverbs, which is the book of wisdom. But I turned to the book of Proverbs to help me figure out how to just respond to the arrogance among my generation. And the proverb again is, a soft answer turns away wrath. I have not come to that soft answer yet. But what I can say is just listen to the experts. Read. Gain wisdom. Because there's going to come a time where, you know, we're going to be the elders in this situation, and people are going to be looking to us for answers. Oh, our Dr. Fauci, is that his name? Fauci. Y'all know who I'm talking about. He's been on CNN. I hate that I'm getting his name wrong, but you know, he's that person is growing up now. That person is a part of our generation. And the last thing we need is like discouraging criticism. It's okay to be inquisitive and want to figure things out. And even it's okay if you're a little fearful and looking for answers, because the world around you is falling apart. I think the best thing to do, though, is keep an open mind. Try to maintain a pure heart. You know, don't let negativity in. Don't let all kinds of criticism take over you. I mean, well, the spirit of criticism, I should say, take over you and get you to a place where you're tearing down people that you may know that may be on the front line of this. You know, just we should try to operate in kindness, operate in love. Like, we're in a time where we got to love on each other, you know, and sometimes our brothers and sisters need to be corrected, you know, and I just think that, you know, I don't have a problem doing that. Because, you know, I don't feed off of people liking me or people's opinion about me. So I don't have a problem saying it. Stop. Open a book. Read more info. Go to CDC and read more information about infectious diseases. get to know the scientists, get to know these people, these doctors, you know, to build up trust, because I know that we don't trust our government, rightfully so. You can't argue with nobody on that. And just love on folks. There's not really a lot to talk about to me right now, but being more kind and gentle with each other is most important. And it's the message that I would like to share. And one thing that I wanted to do, I know that I only allotted 15 minutes for this show, is I wanted to read Proverbs in its entirety, if I can find it. I'm getting a lot of messages right now. But I'm going to find Proverbs 15, and I want to try to read the Message version in its entirety, so that a lot of what I said is in this episode is addressed in Proverbs, because it's probably my favorite book in the Bible. I know that people reference it a lot. But when I am almost out of time, but I want to use my last moments to read this. And hopefully you'll go to it and, you know, break it down however you need to break it down. It says, Proverbs 15, it says, God doesn't miss a thing. A gentle response refuses anger, but a sharp tongue temper fire. Knowledge flows like spring water for the wise. Fools are leaky faucets, dripping nonsense. God doesn't miss a thing. He alerts to good and evil alike. Kind words heal and help. Cutting words wound and maim. Moral dropouts won't listen to their elders. Welcoming correction is a mark of good sense. The lives of God-loyal people flourish. A misspent life is soon bankrupt. Perceptive words speed knowledge. Fools are hollow. There's nothing to them. God can't stand pious poses, but he delights in genuine prayers. A life frittered away disgusts God. He loves those who run straight for the finish line. It's a school of hard knocks for those who leave God's path, a dead-end street for those who hate God's rules. Even hell holds no secrets from God. Do you think he can't read human hearts? Life ascends to the heights. Know-it-alls don't like being told what to do. They avoid the company of wise men and women. A cheerful heart brings a smile to your face. A sad heart makes it hard to get through the day. An intelligent person is always eager to take in more truth. Fools feed on fast food fads and fancies. A miserable heart means a miserable life. A cheerful heart fills the day with song. 1 minute left, a few more verses. A simple life in the fear of God is better than a rich life with a ton of headaches. Better a bread crust shared in love than a slap of prime rib served in hate. Hot tempers start fights. A calm, cool spirit keeps the peace. The path of lazy people is overgrown with briars. The diligent walk down a smooth road. Intelligent children make their parents proud. Lazy students embarrass their parents. The empty-headed treat life as a plaything. The perceptive grasps its meaning and make go of it. Refuse good advice and watch your life fail. Take good counsel and watch them succeed. And you can go on and on, but I just want to use my last minute to talk about a few things that I have going on with the magazine. Of course, as you all may know, my events are canceled. I'm postponing the launch of the magazine to May 15th, hopefully. The One Woman Show is still being planned. Haven't figured that out yet. If you can check out the website, go to www.onepurposemagazine.com. And if you have some stories to share about what you're doing through this quarantine time, I'm building a video page on the magazine's website, building a community of things that people are doing and ways that they are entertaining themselves and their families. And until then, take heed to that word. Visit Proverbs 15. Get some wisdom. You know, go to CDC's website, get some information. Learn beyond what your news feed is telling you from Facebook and other resources. Pick up a book. There's plenty out there. If you want to use Google, Google some. You can find them. But until next week, I'll holler at you. Love, peace, and quarantine. Peace out.